The following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected. He has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you so much, Wanda, and we still don't pay you and your team enough for the fabulous opening. I really can't thank you enough. We've got a great show for everybody today. We're going to talk about our Freed on Weed segment. We're going to talk about medical marijuana in South Florida. We're also going to talk about the 10 best ice cream stores in South Florida, are we not, Wanda?
Of course. Weed and ice cream.
Goes together like summer heat.
In that order.
Thank you so much. And then we're also going to talk to Mark Kalkwarf. I'm sure I got that wrong.
I hope so.
And Sarah Malcolm, they just joined their firms together. They're now the Atypical Agency. They are talking about real estate, commercial real estate marketing. We're going to talk to them about how to build your brand in commercial real estate. So stick with us. We've got a great show today. Wanda, take it away. Everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You know they've got their great store selling Audis up in Gainesville, and down in the Keys, they've got a store that sells them all. But hey, maybe you're looking for a good paying job with great benefits. Well, if you are, the Warren Henry Moat Automotive Team is looking for technicians. Join them Monday, July 29th. 12 noon to 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the FIU Covens Conference Center up at the Biscayne Boulevard campus, 3000 Northeast 151 Street in North Miami. Food and refreshments will be served. Remember, Warren Henry is one of the best dealerships to work for, 5 years running, and they'll offer medical, dental, vision, 401k match, life and disability, and much more. So all auto technicians, come that day. Bring your resume. Join the team. That's right. Again, you can get more information by going to whajobs.com. whajobs.com. It's a great place, and it's your chance to join the Warren Henry family. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Hi, everybody. Looking to finance your hard-to-finance real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need me to help you solve your real estate issues? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, how can you help me, Jim? Well, I just helped the Related Group in Wynwood. Before that, I helped the Lennar Corporation in Wynwood. I've helped a lot of families and a lot of big companies make their real estate deals happen. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, Wanda, thank you so much. And as I always say, we never pay your team enough for all that great stuff that you do.
I know.
We got to get them unionized. We'll get them unionized. So let's talk a little bit about what we've been seeing here in the cannabis market today for our Freed on Wheat segment.
You know, I think that at some point in time we have to have a dining with cannabis segment.
You mean cannabis-infused foods?
Yes. A cuisine cannabis segment at some point. Well, because I would think if you're medicating, you might want to find other ingenious ways to take your medication that, you know.
Well, that's actually a good idea.
Because you don't always want to swallow, do whatever.
Well, I've seen TV shows where they do cooking shows.
There are
cooking shows for this. So we'll go find some of that. We'll bring some of that on.
Yes.
We're not going to advocate buying CBD-infused foods from over-the-counter because you never know what's in that.
That's true.
Okay.
But we always want to do the healthy.
Well, we'll talk about ways to cook healthy with cannabis in another thing. So we'll talk about that today.
On the docket.
It is on the docket. Write it down and make sure I do it. You are the queen of the docket. Mm. That's for sure. So in today's paper, Daniela Cava-Levine, running for county mayor, discussed how she wants to get a cannabis, actually a hemp initiative, not cannabis initiative,
yes.
A hemp initiative here in Miami. People go, what's the difference between cannabis and hemp?
Jim?
One you smoke to get high, one you can do industrial things with and you can't get high on it.
And it's great for making all sorts of products and biodegradable-like things.
Exactly. Biodegradable is the key. It's of great economic focus. Our agriculture commissioner, Nikki Fried.
Clothes. And things you can use around the house. Like, just it seems like everything you can make out of hemp.
Well, there's even, I'll bet you there's, we're going to have Manny Johnson back.
Yes,
and
the hemp.
Manny will tell us all about that stuff.
Everything.
Manny is the cannabis dude. He's the provocateur of real estate in the cannabis world. But what Manny is going to talk to us about is all kinds of different uses that can be done. And
save the world with hemp.
Well, we are going to try to save the world with hemp. Oh. I'm also going to try to bring Manny down to talk to the people in person, too. We're going to try to see if we can put together an event. I've begun working on that today as well. So we're going to work on that.
Have you had any food, Jim?
Have I had food today?
Have you eaten? This is my thing now. I have to make sure everyone's eating.
Yes. Today I had, would you like me to tell you what I've eaten today?
Well, you could. Sure.
I had a vegan milkshake.
Oh, that's boring.
And my drink, my green drink, a perfect food for breakfast. Then I had some poached eggs with my friends at the Green Street Cafe while we talked about big real estate deals.
Oh, good.
It was really a big deal.
I should have been there.
You should have been there.
I learned lots.
You can always come.
Just absorb the real estate knowledge.
And I'll introduce you to everybody I know, too.
Okay.
That's a big thing.
Good to know.
It's what I do for a living.
I know.
I share ideas.
You're your own social network.
I am. And then, let's see, what else did I eat? Then I went home. I had lunch at home today because I wanted to see Vivian before the show. I had 2% yogurt.
Okay, now I don't.
Not really exciting. That's why I look like this.
I'm not excited about your meal.
My meals aren't exciting. Although tonight I will be having a great meal. I'm having fresh caught snapper that Vivian blackens. She cooks that with a beautiful vegetable and some very healthy starch that's got limited amount of calories.
Very healthy starch.
Yeah, very healthy.
Is that a real thing?
That's a real thing. And then I'm going to put in eat as much Haagen-Dazs as I can to keep my...
July is National Ice Cream Month. I wouldn't condone it, but hey.
Hey, July is National Ice Cream Month. Let's talk about a couple of those ice cream stores here in Miami. No?
Okay, I'll give you one.
Give me one and then we'll talk about more cannabis.
And we thank Miami New Times for this list.
Thank you, Miami New Times.
Okay, well, number one, Azúcar.
That means sugar.
Ice cream company. They are, of course, where would you think Azúcar?
Caiocho. I love that place.
It is. 1503 on Caiocho.
Caiocho.
So,
I
think that that's got, it looks like it's got all sorts of crazy different things. I'm going to say it is a Cuban based, maybe. I don't know. Cuban is the originators.
They have some flavors that are just specific to Cuba, and you can go there and also soak in the amazing atmosphere there that the people are creating right there by Domino Park. It's right across from Domino Park.
Oh, okay. I knew that.
Yeah, I know you knew that. And what's good about Domino's? It's a good place to go after you've...
No.
No?
Well, okay, are we on the same after your binge or your medication.
After you take your medication and somebody drives you over there.
Right, of course. Doing all this safely and with some sort of help along the way in case you
fall down. Well, we're always about doing everything safely. Remember, it's a medication.
Exactly. We don't want you to fall down.
We want you to calm down, not fall down.
Exactly. And get some ice cream. So Azucar Ice Cream Company, that is on 8th Street.
Dígame, another one. Dígame un otro.
Wow.
Aren't I bilingual today?
Dime is...
Please speak to me another. I don't know.
Speak to me. Okay. There you go. And then we have Bianco Gelato. I am not a big fan of the gelato.
Why? Why don't you like gelato?
It just seems too creamy. I don't know.
You don't like creamy?
It seems too... I could be wrong.
No, I think you're right.
I don't think
it's thick. It's thick. I like to eat volume. And gelato's tough to have volume.
I just like, basically, I stop at a little bit of caramel. My favorite ice cream is Ben & Jerry's Americone Dream with Stephen Colbert. That's it. See, that's how...
Why? What's in that?
A crazy I get. I think there's some caramel in there. There's some waffle cone. I like the waffle cone.
That's what you like. That's what you like.
I think I like a good little crunch in my ice cream.
My favorite, I'm just a straight-on player. I like Häagen-Dazs coffee.
And then last week, I discovered that I like the vegetables they're sneaking into my Peekaboo ice cream.
What?
It's Peekaboo! Surprise, we've got some vegetables in there for you.
How healthy.
I know, it's a little scary. But I do, I like it. They had beets in the cotton candy. I think it was cotton candy. So you're kind of confused. You're thinking you're getting all sweeted up, but you're getting some vegetables in there, and
that's
it's really yummy.
Terrific. That's terrific.
And Polo liked it too, so that was really good. So that's all the ice cream we're doing for now.
Okay, well, let's talk more about the medical cannabis.
There's more ice cream coming up later, so
we'll talk about medical cannabis and hemp here in South Florida. And what we can see is that there's an incredible opportunity that's continuing to build down here. And as I said, Daniela Cavallini is looking to codify it in the county ordinance right now some municipalities will allow you to build a dispensary, but you can build one anywhere in the county, I believe, that as long as it follows the regulations that are set up. So a lot of the cannabis dispensaries are building on the edges of the municipalities in the county, and you're finding that happening all over town. You're also seeing some of the dispensaries are changing their format. For instance, Surterra. Okay, you've been to Surterra in Dadeland, right?
Yes.
What was special about that?
I just like the way the store is set up. It's nice and clean. They have fake apples, but they are fake.
But it was really big, and you can buy rolled pre-rolls there. You can't buy them on their Miami Beach store.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, well, now you have a reason to go to Surterra.
Well, I always go to Surterra, quite honestly. I just like the store, and the people are very knowledgeable and nice, and they're chatty and not too chatty, and you get great information from them.
Well, that's the most important thing, is that when you go to the dispensaries to get information. One of the things that I found that I've talking to Manny about is that a lot of the dispensary people have what I'll call a practical education, but not an actual education in the cannabinoid application universe. So one of the things I think that we're going to need to do down the road, especially as people really look to this as medication and they go to people like Dr. Michelle Wiener for their...
Thank you.
There you go. High five to Dr. Michelle. For their prescriptions, is that they need to understand the different nuances, and they need to have caregivers, or let's call them pharmacists, since the things are governed like pharmacies.
Wellness coordinators. That is what they're called.
Well, they need to have a little bit of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Well,
probably standardized knowledge.
Definitely.
I want to work with Manny on that. We're going to roll that out.
For lack of a better word.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, the lingo.
Yeah, you're always good with catching the double entendre.
It's my years of country music.
I don't know.
Or I'm just clever.
You are.
Or you are.
You are. And other things are, I'm having people contact me now about working with them to help them roll out their, oh, I said it again, cannabis businesses. We're helping people with all kinds of different things. There's been a number of people that have contacted us about how can they work to get a license. We're putting them in touch with the right people.
Wow.
We're having other people that are looking to...
So are there just law firms set up for cannabis now?
There are divisions of law firms. Okay. In fact, that's one of the things I've been working on, is working with the different law firms to find out what their different nuanced specialties are so that I can better understand that.
Mm.
So that's another thing that is a new thing, is the nuances between the different law firms. It's really finding the right people that you can work with to create your transactional environment. That's the most important thing to find. But each one of the big law firms is starting to have a practice in this. Not always with the youngest person in the law firm either.
Makes sense a little bit.
They team up. The senior land use person and the young associate is usually what you see here.
I guess that hippie never thought he'd have a job working with marijuana.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Look at you.
Look at me, Mr. Fried himself.
Funny.
All right.
It's just, that's too much.
It is. It's the double entendre
it's
that never.
It's just meant to be.
It keeps on giving,
it's
Wanda.
It's organic.
It keeps it. Yes. Well, that's another thing.
There
is
we
organic.
Go. It's organic.
Organic. You know, we're looking to create ways to make organic medical marijuana. That's another thing we are talking to Manny about. I wish Manny were on the show today, but Manny had a health issue, so we couldn't get him this week.
Okay.
But Manny's feeling better.
Good to hear.
Exactly. We'll have him back next week.
He is a godsend.
Well, we're going to have him back next week. We're going to create a whole program of shows with him and the rest of his medical experts. You see, a lot of these people you hear on the radio or go to these events to see, they're not really what you would call a medical expert. They're somebody who read a book, but didn't write a book. We're going to bring the people that write the books.
Oh.
It's going to be great.
They're the footnote folks.
Well, what they are is
the
really
footnotes.
What they really are is people that can provide good, solid knowledge as we work our way through the rather confusing world of medical cannabis. And we're not even talking about recreational cannabis here.
No.
No one's getting high here for fun yet.
Well, just not
officially.
Medication, by all means, is just to make you feel better. Ultimately.
Well, what it does is it sometimes, you know, I think it's good if it slows somebody down who's going a little bit too fast.
Pains the nerves.
Pain,
numbs,
the nerve pain. The nerve pain is one of the reasons I took it to begin with.
Huge.
That's why I went to Dr. Michelle. Yep. Dr. Michelle, she interned with my pain guy.
Yes, she's very
good. So it's really important. You're seeing a lot of benefits out there. It works for me.
I think it'd be great for seniors.
In fact, you'll find that a lot of the people that go to these things are seniors. The problem for seniors is that this is expensive and a lot of them are on fixed income.
There's an old issue.
Well, we got to drive the price down. The way you drive the price down is you make the supply chain more efficient.
Bingo could be a lot of fun.
Huh? Bingo will be a lot more fun. Make it a little slower, but it would be a lot more fun.
It could be absolutely.
B-I-N-G-O. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Bingo.
Bingo. That's the right show. Imagine what that would do at the senior center.